6, Runa Marabuna Raboisa. We know there's a concept which is called Kriya Ma'ura Sazman. The Kriya Satoira that we read at the waking of the time. Every parasha is connected to the time. We always find Remuzim in the Sedra to the time, to the Yom Tov, Chanukah Mikaitz, Vegan Mikaitz, and so on. The Tzumah Vayaylich always falls on Shabbos before Slichus. Atem, the Tzumah Mayoyim, Kirchhoff Nashem Lekaychem, Hayoyim means Rosh Hashanah, brought down in Zoyan and Medrash. Atem, the Tzumah Mayoyim, Kirchhoff Nashem Lekaychem. You're all standing on Rosh Hashanah before Shabbos, before Chibush Baruchi. Tov Briya Oilam, Oyum Lefulav Kinaim Uroi. Especially Pasuk the Tzumah Vayaylich, it's got a special connection to the time, to our time. Why? The Vilna Gaon says that Sefer Devarim corresponds to the 6,000 year. The world stands 6,000 years. The 6,000, we're living today, is King Devarim, because Devarim is Mishnah Torah, which means the revising the Torah. And the Bria was created, the Devarim tells us, for 6,000 years. So the thousand that we are now in, this thousand, this millennium, corresponds to Sefer Devarim. And Sefer Devarim has got 10 sedras. If you reckon the Tzum V'Yayilech together, it's got 10 sedras. And the 8th sedra is the Tzum V'Yayilech. And we're now in the 8th century of the millennium. So the Tzum V'Yayilech actually corresponds to the time that we're living in now. And we find the Muslim, someone once said a joke, the Tzum V'Yayilech are short sedras. Nowadays people have patience for long drushes, short and sweet. Tzum V'Yayilech, short and sweet. So the Tzum V'Yayilech in itself corresponds to our time and age. And the Tzum V'Yayilech corresponds to the time now that we're in. So it's gewaltig, the part of the Kriya, that's more than man. So Atem, the Tzum V'Yayilech, you're standing on Shashuna, Lefnai Hashem and Lekaich. There's a famous Mushel brought in Medrash, and the Chassidish Sforim bring down this Mushel in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. To explains how the Tzadikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, brought the Yidin close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mushel is as follows. There was once a king, the king of the animals, the Ari, the lion, was once very angry. He was in chaos, he was fuming. On the animals, they were misbehaving, they were moirat, he wasn't happy. And if the Ari is in anger, it's a big danger. So all the animals, is a medrash. So all the animals were like petrified, they were scared from this big lion, what's going to be, it's going to punish us, going to... So the fox is the clever animal. He says to all the animals, don't worry, I have 300 mashulim, 300 legends. Legend is the word,
Parables.
No, but it means chokmas, right? And I will come to the king. We'll come, follow me. We'll go to the palace of the lion, and I'll speak to the lion. I'll start off all my divrei, my wisdom, the wisdom of the fox, 300 parables. I'm sure the king will be so overwhelmed with my wisdom. He'll be moichel. Gewaltige plan. The fox starts walking, and all the animals follow the fox. And after he goes, let's say 10 miles, he stops, turns around, Raboisai, I've forgotten 100 parables. They say, no worry, you still have 200 parables. That's more than enough to show your wisdom for the king, for the lion. Carry on walking another 10 miles, he turns around, Raboisai, I've forgotten another 100 parables. They say, what, who cares? 100 is enough. 100 is more than enough. Carry on. Let's go to the king. Let's be Matthias the king. He comes to the door of the palace of the lion, and he turns around, Raboisai, I've forgotten all the 300 parables. I remember nothing. You're all here. All you have to do is fall by yourself to the king to ask Mechila. Everyone himself has to come to the lion. They say, Adoni HaMelech, Hutusi, Uvisi, Pushati, have rachmunas, have mercy. Jeder allein should stand and cry for the lion. This is the Mushel of the Medrash. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what's from the Mushel? The Emes Daran, this fox, is a clever guy, This fox, he knew, he didn't know anything. He had no parables, no mashulim. He didn't know anything. He knew that the animals are scared to stand before the lion. He couldn't even talk to them. Come to the lion, stand before the palace. I'm telling you, he's a merciful king. He listened to you, try your best, ask Mechila. They were too scared. They were too scared even to go and draw near to the palace. There was no Aitzah. What was the Aitzah? So he said he had 300 parables. And that's way, through that way, it was possible for him to draw the lions, to draw the animals near to the palace. Once they arrived there, he says, Moisa, you're all before the lion, you have to fall for the lion and ask. And then they listened to him. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Chesidus Sforim, say that Yidden are scared. They hear Rosh Hashanah, we have to stand for the king. They're scared to think about it. They don't want to think about it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabbi Yisrael, I'll tell them, so you're there already, you're here. You're like the fox. There's no need to go and be in denial. I'll tell them, so you're ready. We're all before the king. We're all standing before the king. We're ready here. Ramayla, what's the answer? This is the Mushl. We have to, at the end of the day, we have to have a chizik. We feel scared. Rabbi, a whole year, Tushi and Pai hasn't been easier. And I reserve Tushi Pai, should be easier. It's been a difficult year. And the year passed the way it passed. We're not so confident to stand before the king. And we have to have confidence. The lion, the Sheol, the fox is a shrewd Sheol. He drove the whole oilam close to the palace. Oh, but at the end of the day, we're standing before the palace, we're still scared. How can we have chizik? It's a gewaltige word from the Triske Magid. Triske Magid was the son of Reb Motta the Chernobyler. Reb Rom Triske. Gewaltige Zeit, he wrote the Sefer Mugen nach Ruhr. Triske Magid learned this in a gewaltige Pshat. He says it so. The Gemurah says in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, kol buay oilo, Oivrem lefulov kevnai meroin. All the people of the world, Yidin alahavet goyim, they all go through, they all come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they come to the Eibush kevnai meroin. What's kevnai meroin? Kevnai meroin says the Gemurah three pshutin. Oh, kevnai meroin means like sheep. Kevnai imrayu. And in Aramaic, imrayu means sheep, like the sheep. You want to count the sheep. All the sheep come, and there's a small little door, and they like, try to push in, but you can't get a single file. You have to go through the small little door, everybody by himself. Rosh Lakish says, Kemalis b'nai meroin. It seems in Meron, there was a very, like a thing, like a staircase, steps, and it was very thin, very small, very narrow. It wasn't possible to go two together, only single file, not a single file. It's even harder than the B'nai Meroy. The sheep, all the cattle come together. The small little door, they push in. I might have been the last, but I come and I fetch a little door. I go to the door and I fetch through. But here, it's like single file. First come, first serve. Come to the of Susalanta. First come, first serve. If you came on Elul, you were ready earlier, you'll be able to be from the first ones by the Mishpat. Then it's easier because we come with life Shemoy Raf. At the beginning, it's easier to have the din first because later it's a Shemoy Raf from the Eibushter. So the second shot is Malus Bais Meroy. The steps from Meron, I think a very narrow step, and only one by a single file. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Kechayles by Snuvit." B'nai Meroin means like the soldiers of Dovid Melech. Meroin, the shlushin of the ha, the sar of Melech. Like the Chayles by Snuvit, like the soldiers, you have to stand in a single file. No monkey business. Everybody by himself comes through the king. Kechayles by Snuvit. So you have three pshutim. I'm like sheep, or like a thin staircase, or like the soldiers go single file for the king. Says the Triske Magid, I'll tell you a fourth pshat. Kol bria oilo, kol bue oilo, oim lefulav kivnai meroin. Meroin are the same letters as rimoin. Meroin, the scrambled letters, meroin is mem raish. Vuv nir, is rimoin, reish, mem, vuv nir, rimoin. What's Rimon got to do here? What's the Rimon? We all know, the Gemara says the Chagiga, that the Heilige Tanner of Meir, he learned Torah from Acher, Elisha ben Aviyah, who was a Pekoyrus. Frey the Gemara, the Reb Meir, how could he learn Torah from Acher? Acher was a Rusha, he was a Pekoyrus, how could he learn? It says the Gemara, Reb Meir, Rimon Mutsu, he found the pomegranate, Toichai Uchal, he ate the nice pips, Kliposoi, lot of clippers, Zorak, threw it away. This Rimon got a lot of clippers. A normal fruit has got a nice orange, a clipper around it. But the Rimon, it's full of clippers, full of peels. You open out the peel, full of peels. But in those peels, if you know how to peel, and you don't mix the peel with the pips, which makes it tasteless, you know how to clap all the pips out of the peel. Gewaltig, it's good, better like this taste of the Rimon when it's clean from the clippers. It's gewaltig, Rimon. So Reb Meir, he saw this Ache, and Teure Ochal, he took out the Teure, Klippuchsoi, so like he threw away the clippers. That's the Gemurah. It's the Triske Magid. Reb Meir, Mashu says Reb Meir means the Eibishter. Meir means the one who shines. You find the Gemurah says, the Kuh, the Meir, and Eini. Gemurah in Avodah Zohar. What's Pushim Shat? The God of Reb Meir should help us. Like it's a skiller, put a tzedukah. The English was Reb Meir Balanes, and the Kuh, the Meir, the Mashiach, the Eibishter of Meir, should answer us. That's Pushim Shat. Says the Mashu, no. And the Kuh, the God, the Meir who shines the world, and Eini answers. So we see Reb Meir can be the Eibishter. Reb Meir means the Eibishter, Rimoy Mutsu. He finds the Klal Yisroelo like a pomegranate. Klal Yisroelo of Nimshel to a pomegranate. The Eibishter, there might be a lot of clippers surrounding the person. Toycho Yochal. The Eibishter got a special laser. He looks into the Toycho, into the primus of the Yid. Klippus is Urak. He doesn't look at the Yid as a Balavaya. He sees through the Yid. He sees Toycho. He sees the Neshomer. He sees the roots. He sees the will. He sees the good. Klippus is Urak. And the Gemara says, in our Eirem in Dafid Gimu, Dafid Tess, Afila, Pasha Yisroel, Melaye mitzvahs kerimoin. What's the pshat? A Pasha Yisroel has got the mitzvah full of mitzvahs, like a rimoin, of kerimoin. The text is a rimoin is full of clippers, full of peels, full of psoiles. But there's oichel in the middle, gewaltig oichel. If you know how to take out the oichel from the clippers, it's gewaltig. Pasha Yisroel, Afila Yid, who's a Pasha Yisroel, the truth is, Melayim mitzvahs kerimoin. The primis of Yid is full of mitzvahs. How far he might be, his primis, Be'emes Naran is heilig. His primis is good, his primis is will to Hashem. And he every single Yid. You know, the Gemara says that when the Yid went out to the Melchoma, to fight, he used to take out the Uroin. And the Uroin, that gelegen the shivrei liches, the broken liches. So Frein Tzadikim, why Davki the thing of the shivrei liches? Why did we go to the Mechumah with full liches, with complete liches? We can't, you know, once in history, in times of Eili, they went out to fight with the full liches and they was captured. The Uroin was captured by the Pelishtim. But normally they always went out with the broken liches. Why broken liches? It says in the Mitle Ben Zeruf, to teach you that when you go to fight with the Goyim, even the worst Yid, even the broken liches, even the Yid who's over the Eichel, clap with the Goyim, his 100%, his Beschleimis. The erste Yid is better than the best Goyim. So you steigt for Tzadikim. My mind is going to fight with the Goyim, so the Yid should have a chizik. Should know even you have broken liches. Why? Because the Goyim, the previous, is no toif. Or by Yid, his primis is good, his primis is heilig. Meine Teuch, Reb Meir, the Eibishter who shines the world. Rimoin Mutsu. He finds the Yid who like a Rimoin. Teuch Uchal, he eats, he sees the Primius. Kipusa Zuh, he throws away the Klippus. Meine, this is a gewaltige Chizik, how the Eibishter looks at the Yid. I thought to myself, maybe that's why the Minik is, the Rimu says, we eat Rimoin of Rosh Hashanah. Why? The Chabba says from the Gemurah, and we eat ribbia. There's a man to eat ribbia. Ribbia, some say it's black-eyed beans. Ribbia. Why do you eat ribbia? Because it's called ribbia. She's rabbi, 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 she's rabbi says the Rebbe, "V'ulin ha'hagir le'chol emoy, she'yeh b'zchir yasaydi." The Mechabot Chikas idea, as we eat Rebbe, she'yeh b'zchir yasaydi. Why is it cut on? We eat Remoy. It's not much b'ez cholik on the Mechabot. We eat Rebbe and Remoy. Our many take in Belz, they eat Rebbe, we eat the black-eyed beans, our Remoy as well. Twice? Why did it twice? There it says, Rebbe, Sahel, Rebbe, Tzadik, Yir b'zchir yasaydi, Avada, if we know Nebuch has Nebuch full of clippers, full of ra, we eat Rimoin to say, I feel if we're not talking to me, we eat Rimoin. Why? Because Toycho, Uchab, this is what I wish to you, look at the Yid, I feel a portion of your soul, we lie in mitzvahs ke Rimoin. That's what the Gemara says, Kol bo oilam, oirem lefunav kivnaim uroin, Muroin, Oisius Rimoin. Now, when we go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we go past Hashem. So a person has a big pachat. He comes and has to have a special yechidus with the Eibishter himself. And the Eibishter can x-ray my, all my body, see my machshuvas, see what's going on with me. He felt a pachat. He sees how much my essence look, how does my Shabbos look, how does my anything look. I'm full of blemishes. So Zaya, person gets scared. So we say, no, Kivnai Muroin, Oisi is Rimoin. So Rimoin is Muhammad, and I'm just a primus. I'm not myself. So say, Nai is Kivnai Rimoin. Why do you say Muroin? Say Rimoin. Kolboi Oyam, Oyam Kivnai Muroin. And we say it means Rimoin. Say, not this Pshat, Yidin go past Hashem, like Rimoin, Kivnai Rimoin. Why do you say Muroin? So I thought, Gewaltig. What's Muroin? Miron. What's me wrong? Who which Tana was Megala? The Primus of Eid. The Zohar Kodesh, the Primus of Teure. He was Megala, Primus of Eid. It's brought down from Kadmoinen. But Shas Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemaim to become the Teure. The Pusik says, Shavisu, the Kachtam Atunas, but Shavisu Shevi. Urisu la Muroi, the Amishu, Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Muroi, Shavisi Shevi. You capture the Shevi, Shevi. Shavy. As we come to the Torah, yeah? What Shavy? Says the Sviches Chachomim, Shavy was Tavis, Shimon Bar Yichui. But Shas Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemai to become the Torah, he already saw the Neshumah of Shimon Bar Yichui, who is Megala, the Mal of a Yid, and the Yid is bigger than a Malach, because the Malach wanted to have the Torah. He says, no! Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the Neshumah of Shimon Bar Yichui, Ulis Laburoim, and the Malach Mutanik, no! Torah belongs here in Shemai. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Shavis is shady. You took this to the Shema of Shem Bayechui, and Shem Bayechui was Megala, no, Yidin, or even bigger Malach HaShulis. Kim Toz, which Tana was Megala for Moshe Rabbeinu? The Mal of a Yid, that even if a Yid might look externally the way he looks, but we see the Primus of a Yid. The Primus of a Yid is the Mal of Malach HaShulis, the Shema of a Yid is Chalik Chayim Wal, which is high. Who is Megala this? Shem Bayechui. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was megala the primus of the Torah, the Zohar Kodesh, was megala the primus of the Yid, Kitchabrichi, the Eibishter, the Reis of the Torah, the Yisroel of the Yid, Avon. Like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was megala the primus of the Torah, he's megala the primus of the Yid. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is the Tana who revealed for Klal Yisroel, for Moshe Rabbeinu, B'shas of the Torah, the Mal of the Yid. So it's gewaltig. Kol Bua Oilam, Oim Lefunav Kivnai Muroi. We go like people of Miron. What does Miron teach us? Rimoin! Rimoin, the limit of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Rimoin, the Ayid, whoever he is always Teuche Uchal, Klipus Zurak. And it could even be, which Tana said, Gemaya. Gemaya says, Rimoin Mutsu, Teuche Uchal, Klipus Zurak, Gemaya. So this Gemaya learns the Pshat, Gemaya means the Eibishter. The Eibishter says, you can even learn to Pshito, Gemaya, Tana Gemaya. Why Gemaya? The Gemara says in Kedishin, Machloik is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yida. Rabbi Yida says, Bezman, She Yisruel, Oisruel, Tzol, Shemukke, Nikru Em Bune. And if not, if Yidin don't listen to Hashem, they're called servants. Says Rabbi Meir, no. Rabbi Meir says, no, Baikach, Im Baikach, Kri Em Bune. So see, Rabbi Meir is the Tanda who's Megala, that a fellow person who externally might look like an Eved, he sees the premiers that he's a Bune, Ramukke. So Rav Meir, the Shetusoy says, Rimoin Mutsu, teure Ochal, der Pusse Surak. Der dritte Gemach Glöd Pshat, ist der Eibischte. Als ich krieg mir in meinem Sand, in meinem Haus, das wo es gut in Lamonkim, he says this comes, dass ich fein der Rimmel in Klallisruhe, ein Porsche Jesuhl, aber der Tull of Klippe ist voll of Bad, of Zäunes. Hashem ist auch Luxe der Primius. We say in Davening, Im Kevunem, if you like children, ach meini, im Kevunem, if you're servants, and I'm the good Leo, our eyes are to you. What's the shot? Im Kevunem, if you like children, ach meini, aber ach meini, im Kevunem, it's a problem. We say, look, we look to your eyes. What's the shot? Your eyes, your sight. I feel if you like Kevunem, and I'm the good Leo, look to you. To you, the way you look at things, Hashem always looks at Eden in the good. He always sees the premiers. We say in the Dovid Rav Yeshi, L'chu Oma Libi, my heart says to you, Bakshif Hunai, see my premiers, Bakshif, see my premiers, then, as Brech Hashem Abakash, I come to stand before you. Says the Muravuam, Chizke Magid, Atem Nitzuvim Kilch Mayoi, Evna Hashem Lekaiche. We come and stand before Kodesh Baruch Hu. All very well. The fox made a spitzel, made a spiel. And we all stand before Hashem. We stand before the palace. We have to have chizik. Says the. Before Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nitzuvim Moshe Taivus. Nitzuvim Tzadikim B'nai Yisroel Muroi. B'nai Muroi. Nitzuvim Moshe Taivus. Nitzuvim Tzadikim B'nai Yisroel. And the name is Muroi. So the Pusik itself is Mechamas the Chizik. The shield keeps a guy, and it draws the Eden close, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabbeinu, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're starting before Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we get the Pachat. What's the answer? Pnei Muroi, the Eimishter, is a Bashefer who sees our Pneumius. Don't get so frightened. The Eimishter will see you, and then see your internal roots and your internal Shoma. Don't get frightened. So we say in the... Ude Bechoyach, the last stickle, the seven stickle, seven pieces of Ude Bechoyach, correspond to 7 days of the week. The last stickle is Shavasaini Kabbai, it's Schmerzik Hosaini. As a Breitkeit, Shavasaini Kabbai, we become our shout, it's Schmerzik Hosaini. Who says you're worthy? You're in Daya Talimois, because you know the real secret, our secret, our hidden secret, says Chizkimagi. That's the way how Yid can say to the Eibishter, Shavasaini Kabbai, Schmerzik Hosaini. Why? Because you're there telling us, you know the truth of our hidden roots. Says the Triske Magid, we say in Sliches, Chu Hashem Atzlukum, Veluni Boishu Sapuna. This is all akduma, to get a person in chizik. A person doesn't like to be in a bad mood. A person doesn't like to be in a bad setting. So if you're telling me it's a Yema Din, it's a Mishpat, you have to go to the trial, person gets like switched off, he gets like locked up, and he tries to run away from it. He would like to have a sleep better to find himself some chastoyra. Why do we need all those shashuni and kippah and say it's my chief? It's mind-boggling. Let's find ourselves some chastoyra then. If the way how we go to it is with like with attention. Could be in the three generations, people had different sort of talents and moods. And apparently they knew the shashuni is a cold case, didn't get so like switched off. They knew it's a cold case, they were ready for it. But nowadays, people normally are like schwache, and people don't like tension. It's a world of freedom, like it's like democracy. People don't like tension. So you tell a person, you know, it's a mishpat, a shul's a mishpat, you get switched off. Says the Triske Magid, no, don't switch off the Eden. Tell the Eden, atu nitzum mayoim, nitzumim tzadikim, nitzumim murim, tell them rimoim. L'chu Hashem atzlukim, the Eibishter is a big mouth atzlukim. Once you're there, don't kid yourself. Lord of Moshe. The whole idea is to be able to come to the palace with a geschmack, to come to the Eibishter with a geschmack, to know the Eibishter is a Rachman, the Eibishter loves us, the Eibishter looks at our premiums, he sees our good. If somebody knows the Rosh Hashiva, the Yeshiva is a very strict Rosh Hashiva, and he only sees what I do, he only sees I come late to davening, he only sees that I don't learn, he only sees that I'm wasting my time, and I'm called into the office of the Rosh Hashiva. Obviously, I'm very scared, I'm petrified, I don't feel confident to go to his office. If I know the Rosh Hashiva knows how much I try, and how much in the morning I want to get up early, and every day in unison to get come late to davening, and how much I'm struggling in the learning, it's so difficult, I don't have the learning, but I'm trying my best. The Rashi knows that. But still, so that, first of all, I'm willing to come to his office. I know he likes me. I know he likes me. I know he loves me. I know he knows my truth. I'm a good Rutsin. But once I'm there, I should put my socks up. I should say, who I shall not. We know you do tzedakah. That's the way how we are material to the Eibishter, to be able to come close to Hashem. But at the end of the day, once we're there, Lord, we're sapunim. Now we can do tshiva, to try and mend ourselves. That's the shofar. We take the shofar, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't listen to the sultan who only sees our external. We blow out our pneumas of our heart into the shofar, and it makes a gewaltige call. Hashem, listen to our heart, listen to our pneumas, and that's the way how we're able to be mounted with the Sardin. The Eibishter goes up, the Eibishter says to the sultan, go away, the Eibishter stands up with the Sardin, sits with his Rachman. Do this shofar. The sultan only sees the external behavior that we do. And my lady is Bekatrik. They feel the ma'asim, they feel the deeds. We don't deserve. So it's making a bit of something. The Yid comes to guide us to the Kima Mitzvah of Kiyah Shofar. He blows out his pneumius into the Shofar. And it makes a gewaltige call of a Tkiyah, of a Triyah, a Shvurim Triyah. It shows that we have a gewaltige Rutsen. At the same time, Bosh Sapunem. Triyah means that we're broken, want to do Tshiva. The call shofar shows both madrigas. It shows l'chu Hashem atzlokum, and it shows l'chu Moshe Sapunem. The tkiyah shows that we're straight, we're yusha, we're still straight. Even however, whatever we've done outside, however clown, however many clippers are around us, there's still a toicha ochal. That's the tkiyah. It's taught with tkiyah. Finished with tkiyah. We're still straight. We still have a straight point in our neshama. Nevertheless, we also have a shvurim and a triyah. Shvurim is a cry. He is a whale, it's so we're still crap, we're doing Shiva, Lord Bush Sapuna. And through this, through showing the previous of Yid and Shiva, that's the way how we can oil the Irish's roots to us and to be at the Minister Rachamik. So now we can understand why on Shabbos Kodesh we don't blow Shoifa. Because we're exactly might carry the Shoifa. At the end of the day, all the Farshim ask, we have to have the skill of the Shoifa. The Shoifa is more oil Minister Rachamik. Where's the Minister Rachman going to come? How are we able to be your Minister Rachman? Then Shabbos Kodesh itself is a man where the Yiddish and the Shulma reveals itself. Every Shabbos we have the Shulma Yisraeli. The Gemara tells even Amu Ures has Yir Shemaim on Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is a day that a person is not Oisik in any Meluche. And a day when a person is always more rochnius, it's a day when they, by itself, even without the shofar, it's obvious, Shabbos Kodesh itself screams out the pneumis of a Yid. As we said before, that the seventh shtickle of Urbachoyach, Tarasaini, Kabbalah, Eshmat, Yudai Talimus, it corresponds to Shabbos. Every shtickle is king of a day of the week. First day is Sunday, Monday, seven shtickle. The seventh shtickle of Urbachoyach is king of Shabbos. What do we say? Yudai Talimus. Normal Rosh Hashanah, you have to have the king of shofar to reveal our pneumis. Shabbos Kodesh itself got the code to reveal the pneumias. It's brought in the Sadiqi, Masrekaya writes that there are in Lemal and Shemayim, there are different madragios, there are places where even Maluchim are allowed to be. And we find the Haichulis, Lemal and Shemayim, there's a big sign, no Maluchim. Trespassers will be prosecuted. No Maluchim. These Haichulis only in Aletim. Only Yidin are let in on Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh Yidin go lefnim ha'edam lach ha'shuvas into the secret places close to Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh is the time where Hashem reveals all the oilim as the man of the Yid. The mile is pushed, Shabbos Kodesh has no need to have the shofar. Why? Because we're anyway ha'edam aluchim, the Sultan can't even come. We are in a place, Shabbos, where the Sultan can't even come by. I thought to myself, many times you have like a big Rebbe and there's a door. You're allowed in the big Tamil Chachomim or the rich people who give tzedakah, and I'm standing, all standing in the door, want to go into the Shashiva or the Zrebbe. Nobody's allowed in, no. Oh, he's allowed in. He's allowed in, he's a hoof, he's a big tzedakah. Like, I suppose you've all been in such a circumstance. Hope you're lucky ones who can go in. You have a Rebbe, you have the door, lots of Shiradi in the Maine. Only Chushma people can let in. Imagine the Shemaim, there's a big door, nobody's allowed in. The Malach Matat, the big Malach, Mechul Gabriel, no, not allowed to go in. The Kleiningele, Yankele, yes, you're allowed in. There was a place in Shemayim that Yid not allowed in, Aluchim not, not Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh itself brings out the Ma'ala of a Yid. Yedaya Talimos, the Abish is revealed for the world, Shabbos Kodesh, and for the Yid himself, he's closer, Shabbos Kodesh to Hashem, he's closer to his Neshama. It's easier for a Yid to reveal his Neshama, to feel Hashem on Shabbos Kodesh. Now the Shabbos Kodesh, if the whole idea of the Shofar is to reveal the Hevel, the Primus of a Yid, Shabbos Kodesh itself reveals the Primus, B'zorichet Rachman, even without the Shofar. Atem Etzum Hayoim means Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim means Shabbos as well. It says the Torah three times, Hayoim Pasha B'Shalach, came the three seeds of Shabbos. That's three times Hayoim, and the Rabbah says the Gemurah, and the Roshem, Hayoim is three seeds. Hayoim means Shabbos. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah, Hayoim is Shabbos. Shabbos itself has the Ma'ala of Rosh Hashanah, Lefnai Hashem Elohim, Hashem is Baruch, sees our Pnimius, he sees the Rimoy. And Ma'ala Shabbos Kodesh itself is a gewaltige Ma'ala. That's why Skim Tzigai Sliches. And we want to have a chizik. We start off the pizman. V'moitzuai menichu kedamichu tchile. Motzu Shabbos. Motzu yemenichu. We come to you straight away. Why do you mention Shabbos in the sliches? Because we know v'lodi boish sapunim. We know how much we have to have rachmim. We know how much we have to be besakim. So we say, we're not worried. We go with chizik. We come with chizik. Why with chizik? V'moitzuai menichu. From the Shabbos Kodesh. When Shabbos Kodesh is megala, the primus of a yid. Shabbos Kodesh is the chizik that Hashem zicher looks at us with a gewaltige ha. So put the whole spiel in a nutshell. The word is as follows. Avade, skimt Rosh Hashanah. Avade, you have to do tshiva. Avade, you have to think it's a new year. You have to mamlach the Eibishe. Kibbutz Baruch Shemayim. Avade, it takes tikkun ha'aseh. But the person shouldn't have the feeling he is coming for a big trial with a big judge there, frightening judge. And then Malach Yitzchok will be there, Malach the Sutton, like a frightened Tzigang. That's not the idea. A person should know he's coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Ava Rachman, who sees my real Ruyelutzen. He sees things even I don't know. He sees my truth even I don't know. He sees better than I see. He sees my internal primus Yid. Everything Yid is heilig. But that's all a chizik. But once we're there, once we come close with a simcha, then that gives us a choyach in the mood to be besakin our mass, and I'm just a helfer, to be zoicha, to be besakin our mass, to be mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be zoicha to exceed the chesim ha-toyve, and the afreilich, the Shabbos Kodesh, and the lechting is lich.